NAACP lawyer at Supreme Court. Race-based districts needed because white Democrats did not vote for black candidates. By Sean Moran on October 15, 2025. Janai Nelson, a lawyer for the NAACP, argued before the Supreme Court on Wednesday that it is necessary to have a second majority black district in Louisiana because white Democrats were not voting for black candidates whether they were Democrats or not. It was clear that, regardless of party, white Democrats were not voting for black candidates whether they were Democrats or not. The lawyer for the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, NAACP, claimed. We know that there is such a significant chasm between how black and white voters vote in Louisiana that there is no question that even if there's some correlation between race and party, that race is the driving factor, she continued. Nelson on Blue Sky eulogized Asada Shakur, a fugitive black militant who was given political asylum in Cuba after she had been serving a life sentence for killing a police officer. She wrote in September, still heartbroken over the passing of freedom fighter Asada Alogbala Shakur, who died in exile in Cuba. Asada means she who struggles, and she never left the struggle even during her decades of asylum. May she rest in peace and power, and as an example of undaunted resistance and resilience. The Supreme Court is rehearing the case Louisiana v. Kelly, a case that could result in the elimination of Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act, a provision that bars racial gerrymandering when it dilutes minority voting power, according to Politico. Newsweek explained the case like this. Section 2 of the VRA prohibits any voting practice or districting plan that results in racial or language minority voters having less opportunity than others to participate in the political process and elect candidates of their choice. The dispute, consolidated with Robinson v. Kelly, stems from Louisiana's 2022 redistricting and raises fundamental questions about how states balance the protection of minority voters with constitutional limits on race-based decision-making. At the center is Louisiana's congressional map known as Senate Bill 8, adopted after a federal court ordered creation of a second majority black district to remedy vote dilution under Section 2. That court later struck SB 8 down, concluding it amounted to a racial gerrymander that violates the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment. A report from Fair Fight Action and Black Voters Matter Fund, two Democrat voting rights groups, found that a victory at the Supreme Court could result in a virtually guaranteed Republican majority in the House. Politico explained. While a ruling in time for next year's midterms is unlikely, the organizations behind the report said that it's not out of the question. Taken together, the groups identified 27 total seats that Republicans could redistrict in their favor ahead of the midterms, 19 of which stem from Section 2 being overturned. Doing so would clear the path for a one-party system where power serves the powerful and silences the people, Black Voters Matter Fund co-founder LaTosha Brown said in a statement. Fair Fight Action CEO Lauren Groargo said in a statement that voiding Section 2 would do permanent damage. The only way to stop it is to play offense, aggressively redraw maps wherever possible, focus relentlessly on taking back Congress, and be ready to use that power to pass real pro-democracy legislation and hold this corrupted court accountable, she added.